We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe, can we talk about this amendment that was just voted on, unanimously approved by the legislature? Let's talk first just on the merits of the amendment itself. What exactly is it that was amended?
Well, we've been discussing for the past couple of weeks money allocated to the Department of Information Support Services for sheriff body cameras. The sheriff maintains that that money should have been placed into his budget. The Democratic majority doesn't want it to go there because of their, as you heard, personal vendettas against the sheriff. So now we had the sheriff on record and DISS on record saying that they're willing to work together on the RFPs and get the body cameras moving as quickly as possible.
So long story short, I mean, when can we expect the Erie County Sheriff's Department to have a body camera program intact?
Well, they'll hopefully be opening the RFPs ASAP, and the earliest that we could get back here to approve a contract wouldn't be until September. So that contract will hopefully be approved then, and the body cameras should be up and running hopefully by the end of the year.
So just to understand the context of a lot of the amendments, it was just about where the funding for the RFP was coming from?
I think the context of the amendment is better looked at from the frame of the personal vendetta that the chairwoman has with the sheriff. You heard her comments saying that she doesn't believe the sheriff would spend the money, that she doesn't trust the sheriff. I'm not here to play, you know, personal politics or fight these types of battles. If the money was in the sheriff's office, I believe that they would have, you know, done with it what they were supposed to. And even so, they'd have to come before the legislature to spend it anyway. So really, today was all about, you know, April Baskin making a political statement in front of the media.
And when she brought out those emails, though, it was not flattering for the sheriff.
No, the email's bad. But the fact of the matter is, you know, she didn't invite the sheriff here to discuss it. You know, a representative from the sheriff's office was here on other items. The first time he found out that we were even talking about the body camera issue was this morning when he walked in and media asked him about it. You know, this isn't the way we should be running government. If we want to have, you know, collaborative conversations, let's do that rather than sandbagging people at the last minute. It's wrong.
If the RFPs are open tomorrow, why does it take so long to get this going?
It takes long to get it going because the legislature is on recess through the month of August. If we would have approved my resolution last week, the sheriff's office could have gotten the RFPs open, and potentially they could have gotten one before our body next Thursday at our next legislative session. Unfortunately, we have a Democratic majority that held it up because of the personal situations, and now we're going to have to wait until September at the earliest to get this going.
So just your reaction to that email, and did you know about it before today?
No, that's the first time I've seen that email. It's not a great look for the sheriff. Look, you know, if the legislature chair was that upset about it, she should have brought it out in public. She should have mentioned it to the sheriff one of the times that he was here between March when the email was sent and today. Or she should have shared it with the rest of the legislature. She didn't. And what that tells me is that she was saving it for this political stunt, and it's disappointing.
This amendment essentially stipulates things the sheriff's office has to do in exchange for getting the money transferred to their budget. Is that the appropriate role of the Erie County Legislature with another independent office in Erie County?
No, in my opinion, it's not. You know, the legislature isn't here to micromanage government. The legislature's here to, you know, set priorities, make policy, and, you know, provide funding for items that we believe are important. The sheriff is an independently elected official, just like the county executive, just like the county controller, just like the county clerk. We should not be micromanaging his budget like the Democratic majority is attempting to do today. The reason why I'm willing to support the amendment is because the sheriff's office said, look, we do want this to get going. We do want this to be a priority. So we are willing to work with DISS to get it approved. So, you know, given that, that's why I'm willing to support it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.